Journal entry 92. It's 2 a.m. and I can't sleep. Tony is asleep on the couch. Too bad I don't have a camera because he is adorable lying there. I cleared my room of everything that belonged to Elise. Casey moved back into her room down the hall. I should be grateful that they are close and not far away. Casey has generously said that I could watch and play with Elise whenever I wanted. I should be thankful she is allowing me to see Elise at all. If Casey had behaved the way I acted, I would have been holding a long-time grudge. I don't think I will offer to watch Elise for a while. I need a clean break from being a mom, but I plan to keep my eyes on the both of them for a while. With the exception of saying goodbye to my parents when they died, giving Elise back to her mother was the hardest thing I have ever done. Tony has been such a good friend. He spent the entire evening in my room. I owe him a couple of new shirts. I haven't cried this much since the virus took my parents. I asked Tony to give me a baby. He declined. I asked why not, and he said he had already gone down that road before, and it didn't have a happy conclusion. I didn't know. Tony arrived at Bear Country long after we had already established our gang. After the virus, Tony and his girlfriend Amanda, a cheerleader here at Bear Country, moved in together and set up house in Tony's family home. Soon afterward, Amanda discovered she was going to have a baby. Everything was going well. Tony said they were happy and couldn't wait for the baby to arrive. Amanda suddenly became sick and went into premature labor. The baby, a little boy, was born early and died within a day. Amanda died a couple days later. Tony moved into Bear Country a couple days after that. Maddie.